Hello, good people. We're back again. As you know, if you were on the last live we did today, Kwarteng, the Chancellor, was sacked just as we went live. So in the last half hour, I've managed to pull something together, but we're going to be relying on you putting stuff in the chat, because obviously it's going to be a movable feast. Before we do, though, please do comment, rate, and subscribe, and go to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, help us climb up the chart. Also go to youtube.com/cowdaily. That's youtube.com/cowdaily. Please watch this on YouTube, because we're trying to get it monetized. So if you can comment there and all that, it does good things to the algorithm. Anyway, moving on. I managed to pull a few bits of videos together. Man, that was stressful, but here we are. Hopefully the dogs are going to play the game as well, because they've been very settled for a while, but they're now unsettled. So you might see them in the background. Hopefully they're not going to do us a mischief. But anyway, let's set the scene. This was Sky News earlier.
Thank you very much indeed. Some breaking news to bring you this afternoon. We are receiving reports, hotly anticipated, before that the Chancellor Kwasi Kwarteng has been sacked. Let's bring in immediately our deputy political editor. Sam, has he gone?
Two sources say that Kwasi Kwarteng has been sacked as Chancellor. This isn't an official announcement. They're not doing that yet. We will get that, I suspect, fairly soon. But two sources now saying that Kwasi Kwarteng has lost his job. Huge uncertainty about what happens next, because Liz Truss appears to have just sacked the man who was at her side all the way through the leadership contest, has been at her side in cabinet for years, and who has been on the same ideological journey as her for years, for a decade. And that means she is now trying to save her premiership by drawing a line under the last turbulent 6 weeks of her premiership and start afresh. Could it be Jeremy Hunt who comes in to replace Kwasi Kwarteng, somebody very much not seen as ideologically aligned to Liz Truss, nevertheless potentially seen by the party and the markets as a more safe pair of hands? Could it be somebody else? Again, no official confirmation. Two sources saying Kwasi Kwarteng has been sacked as Chancellor. But the question is it enough?
Hello, everybody. Kwasi Kwarteng's been sacked. Scrappy, one of me dogs here, really, really needs attention. So we're going to try somehow to get this done while Scrappy's here. Cheers, Scrappy. What are your thoughts about Kwasi Kwarteng being sacked, mate? He's got nothing to say about it. Anyway, get there on my lap. So let's have a look at Kwarteng's statement, which he's put out. Dear Prime Minister, you've asked me to stand aside as your Chancellor. I have accepted. Interesting choice of language, Kwasi. When you asked me to serve as your Chancellor, I did so in full knowledge that the situation we faced was incredibly difficult, with rising global interest rates and energy prices. However, your vision of optimism, growth and change was right. As I have said many times in the past weeks, following the status quo was simply not an option. For too long, this country has been dragged by low growth rates and high taxation. That must still change if the country's to succeed. Right, is it? Have you read any Keynes, you dick? The economic environment has changed rapidly since we set out the growth plan on the 23rd of September. I, because of ye, in response, together with the Bank of England and excellent officials at the Treasury, we've responded to those events, and I commend my officials for their dedication. Before I go on, I absolutely despise this in, like, my officials, my this, my that. Our mate, that's where you're going wrong. And it's not just him. Labour do it. Loads of people do it. It's ridiculous. You don't own people. Shut up. It's important now, as we move forward, to emphasise your government's commitment to fiscal discipline. The medium-term fiscal plan is crucial to this end, and I look forward to supporting you and my successor to achieve that from the backbenches. We've been colleagues and friends for many years. In that time, I've seen your dedication and determination. I believe, oh, fucking shut up, man. You absolutely hate her at this point, but you know, whatever. Anyway, they have known each other for years, and eagle-eyed viewers who've been supporting from near enough the start, a few months ago, we did a little item on this, which is Britannia Unchained, Global Lessons for Growth and Prosperity. For who, one would ask? Not working class people, let me tell you. The authors, Kwasi Kwarteng MP, Priti Patel MP, Dominic Raab MP, Chris Skidmore MP, and Elizabeth Truss MP. Who are those people? One of the excerpts we pulled up here is, the British are amongst the worst idlers in the world. We work among the lowest hours, we retire early, and our productivity is poor. Whereas Indian children aspire to be doctors or businessmen, the British are more interested in football and pop music. Notwithstanding the absolute fucking racism in that. Indian people are a monolith, are they? Every one of them wants to be a doctor or a businessman. Every British person's interested in football and pop music. It shows how absolutely out of touch these briefcase wanker ghouls are. But my point is, with Britannia Unchained, it's a libertarian tract, which is basically what they've tried to do. 2 seconds, I'll put Scrappy down. Scrappy, get down there. Imagine trying to like talk about weighty political things with a fucking Bichon Frise slobbering on your face. Never mind, though. So anyway, Britannia Unchained is a libertarian tract. It's been played out now. They're trying to like launch the shit within it now. Also, removing workers' rights, everything like that. You can read it if you want. It's absolutely shit, but these are shit people. These aren't people who are necessarily clever people. Just fucking well connected to like virtual unlimited resources and power. Guarantee most of the people watching this or listening, you could do a better job than these fucking idiots. Anyway, some comments from the good people. Ryan Bate, doggo, he is. He's a fucking pest, but I love him dearly. Joanne, give Scrappy the job. Scrappy would honestly do a better job than any of them. I swear to God, the kindness in his heart more than makes up for his lack of an economic knowledge. Ryan Bate, his statement was dire, like the ramblings of Boris midst hangover. Indeed. Ian has sent a link I will have a look at in a bit. Right. What else do we have for you here? Some other reaction from around the internet. Jim Pickard shouts to Jim, can't believe the Chancellor did all those tax cuts behind the Prime Minister's back. Indeed. So this is Nicholas Watt, a journalist. A group of senior Tories have been holding discussions and have decided the following. The sacking of Kwasi Kwarteng will prompt them to come out publicly next week and call on Liz Truss to resign. My source, these are serious people. The PM will find it difficult to survive. I'm telling you, Johnson's coming back. Watch. And the comedian Joel I said, Truss Liz, oh my God, can't believe he was also part of the anti-growth coalition, babe. So right to get rid. So the top bottom of it is, Chancellor's been sacked. And I mean, it must have been a closed loop because this is a government minister just this morning on the TV seeing this.
Minister and the Chancellor, if there were more changes to the mini budget, there's always already been one big reversal. Is Kwasi Kwarteng's position tenable?
I think totally. I mean, Kwasi Kwarteng himself said yesterday he was 100% sure he will still be in position. I know the Prime Minister has got total confidence in Kwasi Kwarteng. I've worked very closely with Kwasi. He's an incredibly capable person, a very, very bright person who makes good judgment calls. And I have absolute confidence in Kwasi Kwarteng as Chancellor of the Exchequer.
Bin. Get in the bin. That's what we're saying. He's in the bin. Imagine that, being mugged off so badly by your colleagues that you were wheeled out on the morning breakfast round, and then a few hours later, the person whose virtues you are extolling is sacked. Wonderful. But that's the Tories. A few more comments while we're here. Mr. Bate is saying, who do we reckon we're getting next? I'm telling you, Johnson, I'm not... Well, is it going to be next? Don't know. I'm fucking telling you, Johnson's coming back. Like, we've seen the audacity of these people. In any normal society, this should never even be a thing. But the problem is, it's not a normal society. It's a fucking clown car driven by clowns. And in a two-horse race, a Reliant Robin piloted by Yvette Cooper, Keir Starmer, and all the rest of them is breaking down. And I swear to God, the Tories are never going to the next election at all with Liz Truss. They're going with Boris Johnson. Tell me who else they've got currently in terms of what they would call a talent pool doesn't exist within the Tory party or in politics in general. There's not very many talented people, certainly not any talented, very many talented people who have people's best interests at heart. It seems to be a failing upward process. But here's what I think's happened, right, in regards to Kwarteng. Eagle-eyed viewers will know that OD Capital, we did a little feature on it the other week. It's since come out that they've been paying him 20 grand a month since 2010. And he hadn't been declaring that. So that should obviously have him hauled over the coals anyway. So it's obviously a movable feast. I predict Boris Johnson's coming back. I'd be very, very surprised if he isn't. And it's going to be very interesting to watch how the media handle that. Before I go, though, get your comments in. We've got one here for Ryan Bate, if you want us to include them in this one, because I've got two shows to render and edit and put out on many platforms. So we'll take this one first. Ryan saying, I reckon you're right, but I also reckon election early next year and Boris will win because it's the state of the country, sadly. Labour haven't a leg to stand on. I really don't think you're wrong. That's the thing. Any more? Ian Hobson's put a link in. I can't click through the link, sadly, Ian, from the chat. We've never asked people to do that before. Lisa Brown, what are you saying? StreamYard doesn't want us to put it on the screen. I'll just read it. Caught back, listen to this guy talk so much sense. Are you referring to me, Lisa? I don't know. If people could, as I say, watch this on YouTube, it'd be really helpful. And leave some comments on the videos when it goes up. What I do is with the live streams, right? I'll render them and make a thumbnail and all that and re-upload them because I've been told that that's the way it should be done to try and get them monetized quicker. So I'll be doing that all that this afternoon. So when that goes out, I'll share it on various social media. So yeah, if you could support that way, that would be absolutely tremendous. Also as well, if you want to support our work directly and financially, please go to patreon.com/cowdaily. That's patreon.com/cowdaily. These people here cannot be wrong. Duncan Paler, Russ Smith, Ryan Jones, Joanne Gillam, David Rowe, Paul Veronica. It goes on. Lovely people. Thanks for your support. I was appreciated, like, massively. Lisa Brown, I am. Love that, Lisa. Right back at you. Thanks for your kind comments and for being here as well. It makes all the difference because I'd be talking into the void otherwise. Right, so the Chancellor's been sacked. More arms of the clown car falling off. Maybe it's a door this time. So, mad one. That'll get two shows out a day. Please share them with people and all of that good stuff. And we'll just keep growing this thing. Let's see where we can get to in the charts. Gotta overturn the CIA by next week. We've nearly done Boris Johnson's podcast, man. Let's go. Love yous, pals. See yous later.